So when a ghost enters into somebody, then next slide. So what is the relationship between the subtle body of the possessing ghost and the possessed person? Basically, the possessed person becomes largely inactive. It's like, say, if we have a computer. If I have a computer, but it's connected with a overall system. And the system administrator takes control of the computer. Although nominally the computer is in front of me, but I have no control. You know, my access has been frozen. So it's somebody else, it's my computer in my name's sake, but somebody else has full control over the computer. So something similar happens in this case when we get possessed by, when a person gets possessed by a ghost. So basically the soul as well as the subtle body, both of them become inactive. It is the other soul with the other subtle body that takes control of this body. And in most cases, the person doesn't even remember what happened during that time. In some cases, they just remember, but it's like something happening to someone else almost. They say it's happening to, it's I am speaking, but I'm not speaking. It's like, okay, the body that I am, that is speaking, but it's not I who is speaking. So basically, the soul and the subtle body, they become, you could say, for that period, almost decoupled from the gross body. So it's like a person is driving a car and somebody comes and takes control of that car and pushes the person from the driver's side to the next side. And that person may sometimes just be, you know, given some chloroform or something by which they fall unconscious, not even aware where the car is going. Or just push aside and they're just in a daze, powerless. Seeing the car is going in this direction, although they don't want it to go in that direction. So basically, during that time, the soul, which is who, that is dominated, that is possessed, the person who is possessed, their body, their mind and the soul, both of them become inactive. Thank you. Any other questions?